This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Leaking information is not limited to State Department information. Hillary Clinton is considering for her running mate a man who used personal email to leak info to Planned Parenthood. A House committee chair uncovered personal emails from Secretary of Labor Thomas Perez when he was with the Justice Department. They were sent in violation of the Federal Records Act. A study from Finland claims that abortion helps women get better education. But a glaring lack of logic pops out to many pro-life observers. The study admitted that the group of girls who had abortions also came from wealthier families. In failing to simply observe that wealth contributes to being able to afford higher levels of education, researchers chose to ascribe abortion as that cause to meet what they admit was their bias going into the study. This is Life News Radio.
A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life.
In other headlines, an African-American leader, Bishop E.W. Jackson, is calling the Democrat Party a metaphorical slave ship for its grip on black voters and its allegiance to those who disproportionately abort black babies. And Delaware is the latest state to reject the early death logic of assisted suicide. Despite claims of control, assistance in suicide becomes an onerous obligation. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.